Tim and Joel on Nova.
You're going to tell us a Taylor Swift story in a second, Joel.
Me, of all people.
But can we just get some Taylor Swift facts?
Yes.
Can I hit you with some facts? Because I felt was very tortured poets department heavy, which so it should be. But I've got a stat that blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not until you have it... So, like, you have something to compare this to that you realise how big this is, right?
Okay. So, I'll brace myself.
The Tortured Poets Department became the year's top-selling album in one day, right? Everyone
knew that. Yeah, I did hear that.
Now, this is just the US, but listen to these two sets of figures here.
Mm-hmm.
It sold 1.4 million copies in traditional album sales on its first day in the US alone.
Jesus.
1.4. Now, I didn't think that sounded like much, but listen to this.
1.4 million copies in the US
in
alone
the first day.
On day one.
But this is what I didn't think that was a big number for some reason until I heard this. Beyonce's album, Cowboy Carter, sold 168,000 in day one in the US.
Wow.
Isn't that a nuts comparison?
That is nuts. Well, also, Taylor has done multiple versions.
I just saw the producer booth go wild.
hang on. This is even worse. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter sold 168,000 in the first week.
Wow.
And 1.4 million copies of Taylor's album in day one. That is nuts.
I just stream them.
Can I tell you what number one is in Australia for an album?
On my own.
How many copies you have to sell for a number one album in Australia? This shows how big that number is.
Yeah, go.
7,000.
Okay.
Really?
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that's nuts.
That is outrageous.
1.4 million copies in the US.
So the streams don't add to it? Because the only album I ever buy is yours.
I know they do, but this is just...
Like, physical copies are weighted differently to streams, and it's something like...
Okay.
It's something like 400 streams of an album track to count for one sale.
Okay. You're putting it into, like, Eurovision terminology, which is good for me. Thank you. That's very... yeah. I'm following now.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot.
She should be chuffed with that.
She'll be pretty happy. And she's about to go on this next leg of her tour, and she'll be performing a whole bunch of these songs, which will be amazing.
Oh.
If I was going to treat myself to like a Magnum or something, a little chalky treat, you know, you've earned that, Taylor.
Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel on Nova.